Radio Free Brooklyn. Hello. Yes, I think I'm live finally. Something was off at the beginning. Anyways, hello everyone. This is Sasha Sugar on What Is Love show on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. And I'm extremely excited today about the show. Well, I'm always excited about the show. And I think I'm in general excited. I think I was born excited. But today I'm especially excited because Saint Valentine's Day is coming and I've decided to set these two people up on a blind date. Lila has just arrived and Francois is also in the studio. And I think these two will hit off. I hope so. If not, then I'll just escape real quickly after the show and let them deal with the consequences. I hope this show and this date is going to go amazing. I'm very excited and I hope these two will share my excitement. I'm going to put you on, guys, on mic so you can say hello if you'd like.
Hello. Hi, I'm Lila. Je m'appelle Lila.
Bonjour à tout le monde.
Ooh, what's going on here?
Bonsoir.
Oh, okay. Guys, just there are no rules in the show, but please no sex on the desk. That's the only ban I've received from our management. I'm just kidding. Not kidding. Anyways, a few weeks ago, when I was thinking for the idea, for the theme of for the show, I got enlightened on Friday night. I think that's because I quit drinking. Suddenly, I got this hate in my head, Lila and Francois, and it just became so clear to me, and I thought you guys would be a great match, and I called immediately. I think Lila, I called you first. It was about 11 p.m. on Friday night. Like, Lila, I got the perfect guy for you. Oh my gosh. And Lila was like, oh girl, what do you want from me? Come to my show. Okay, whatever, right, whatever. And then I called Francois, I found the perfect girl for you. Oh my gosh, you gotta see her. He's like, oh, okay, yeah, what, like, I mean, Francois is always up to meet a nice girl, so he was like, yeah, sure, like, what do I need to do? And that's how we managed to organize this session today, and that's it, this is happening. So I've never done matchmaking before, so this is going to be my first experience.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm excited, so guys, don't let me down, maybe this is my future career.
Oh, wow.
Right, and I'm not sure yet how we're going to do this, because you kind of have to pretend I'm not here and have a normal date.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to moderate and ask a
question.
Oh,
you didn't prepare any questions for Francois?
You know, usually first dates require some alcohol. I don't know.
Well,
I provide with that. I have champagne right there.
Oh, wow.
Francois is a real gentleman, by the way. Uh-huh. I think I'll throw a few questions out there just to start. Just to get things going, okay. And
well,
then
wait a minute.
It from there.
What was the thought that you had that we were such a great match? Like,
yes.
Why do you think that
wait,
this
guys,
is going to
work
out?
Why me? Why me?
You look disappointed.
Why us?
You look disappointed. What? Like, Francois, I don't like Lila already. What's happening here?
I'm opening the champagne.
Francois opened the champagne.
He was taking off his headphones. We thought he was going to leave the room.
Right, I was about to like, oh my gosh, he's leaving already. It hasn't been even 5 minutes into the date.
I hardly said anything that could be construed as offensive.
You probably have a terrible makeup, Lila. That's the
Oh my god.
Okay, I'm so mean. I'm just kidding.
Can I be naked on the radio? Excuse me.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, so guys,
yes.
If you don't see it, but Francois is opening champagne, and while he's doing that, Lila is getting naked. I'm just kidding. Anyways, while we open the champagne, I'll play a short song by Queens to set you all in the right mood for the first date.
Ooh. You even brought a champagne flute.
Of course.
Too.
How can you drink otherwise?
I don't know. Wow.
What?
I am so amazed. Did you see him pull the champagne cork out with
that? Okay, guys, I'm putting you off mic. Wait, guys, they are kissing already. Oh my gosh, what is going on?
Defying the laws of gravity.
All right, guys. I had to stop this beautiful song by Queens because these two apparently can't wait any longer before trying to get to know each other. So we have to get into this right away. Do you even need me here by any chance, or should I leave and
Well, you never answered my question.
To avoid it.
I mean, did you just pick us because the two of us are single and we're age appropriate? I mean, what about him did you think was perfect for me?
Did you see the video I recorded yesterday? Like a video promo for this show?
Yes, I did see.
So what did I mention there?
That you're super excited. You're very happy.
I guess I was too excited and you missed the whole point of that video.
No,
I mentioned that. All right, I'll drop it. So I think that you guys are a good fit because you are both intelligent. You are both open-minded. I think Lila is a bit more open-minded, but we'll get to that. Frances also, he's okay with that. I think his mind is working quite well. Francois is a classic man, he's a gentleman, and you are a traditional woman. In a way, she cooks and she knits. Like, she can knit. Come on, Francois, that's kind of a treasure right there. Did you bring some of your work here, by the way, Lila?
I knit on the subway.
Can you be? Well, that's kind of old, but anyways.
Old? I know, right? But,
and I think from our conversation with you, and as much as I know about Francois, I don't know much about you, but I know a few things.
I gave you some hints.
You did give me some hints. I do think that you guys have similar values when it comes to your relationship and to the partner. And that actually was my first question to you.
Cryptic.
Lila, you have to talk to the mic.
That is so cryptic. We have the same values.
Well, we'll get to that. Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay.
So that's actually my first question to you.
Are you saying that I'm a 5-6 date kind of girl? And he's a gentleman?
You tell me.
I don't know.
But you want to jump right there. Guys, we have 1 hour,
in French. 5-7, not 5-6.
5-7.
In French, okay. It's 5-7. We need 2 hours, yes.
Oh! You don't want French, Francois. You're from Belgium, okay?
French is my culture.
I wasn't talking about hours.
Oh.
I'm saying that it takes like 5.
Okay, that's a good start.
I think it takes 5 to 6 dates to even get there.
Oh, dates. Oh.
You know what I think, Francois?
Yes.
That behind this, you know, appearance of a classic gentleman.
Maybe I'm naughty boy.
You know, and that's what I'm playing for you right now. Ooh. I think that's what you are. And that's exactly, oh my gosh, you're going to kill me after this song. Why is it not even playing?
Wow.
Is that the true depiction of you?
This date just jumped up to 10, right?
Guys, just one more warning. No sex in the table.
Nudity is okay on the radio, I'm sure. We could totally get
okay, you have 5 minutes for a quickie. I'll close my eyes.
I see a camera right there.
Oh my gosh, I guess Tom is watching us. Tom, one of the co-founder of the station. Tom, please don't watch us because you are Uber driving right now and it's dangerous for all of us. So please stop watching us. All right, it was a joke. The Francois is not a naughty girl and, well, he's not a girl.
I'm a boy, yeah.
Or a naughty boy. So let's get back to our conversation.
Wait, Francois, what do you do for work? Uh-oh.
Should I say that?
Yeah, tell me, what do you do for work?
You should introduce ourselves.
That's it, guys. You're on your own.
Tell me, like, what do you do?
So you think work defines a person?
No.
Okay.
That's exactly why I didn't want to bring up this question. Because I agree. Because to me personally, I'm sorry, I'm not participating in your date, but
I think she is participating in your
date. Gosh, because I think you're such a perfect match. All right, I'll shut up.
No, but what do you do? Like, what is your passion? What do you...
Oh, that's... I prefer that question.
I thought you work in your passion. Come on, Francois.
Yes. Make this world a better place for everybody. Yes. That's my job.
Isn't he mysterious?
Just like you.
I can be specific, but yeah.
I can see why the two of you are friends.
Okay, whatever. Francois, get back to your job.
No, by background, I'm a journalist. So I was a journalist back home, and I'm working here, not in that capacity, but in a related field, I would say.
How long have you been in New York?
New York, 7 years and a half now.
Mm-hmm. How did you meet Sasha?
No, I'm not here. Pretend I'm not here. I'll be just making a noise, but I'm not here.
I think we met in Swingers Club, right?
Where? I'm like, where? Yeah, I want to do that. No.
Was it the brothel? I don't remember. I'm not sure.
Francois is a friend with Alice Aquino, my roommate.
Yes.
And I think one night Francois invited us over for some wine and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we met.
Yes.
By the way, Francois is a big lover of good wine. So
and, yeah, good food, good wine, yes. Mm.
So,
Lila,
is this something that appeals to you?
No, I'm not a foodie at all.
What? You cook?
I do. I cook at
home. She bakes bread.
I do. I bake bread.
How cool is that?
But I don't live and die to eat. That's just not my passion. I'm actually vegan, so, like, I've completely excluded animal products from my
Francois,
diet.
Francois, is it a deal breaker for you?
I have no food cravings. I've got no food addictions. I've got.
Oh my God, I wish I could be like you.
Well, you can.
Well, you have a sweet tooth or a savory tooth?
I mean, I like almost everything.
Oh. So,
oh, yeah. Lila looks disappointed.
Well, I mean, that sounds like you've got you've got a very challenging future ahead of you.
No, I'm not vegan, if that's the question, but I don't mind people being vegan around me, or if she doesn't mind having somebody who's like...
Yeah, do you mind someone eating a piece of delicious steak in front of you?
I actually watched several people eat shanks of lamb all around me last night. Not a problem. Like, anybody can eat meat. I never said anything about the meat that the people were eating.
Okay, so it seems like food is not going to be an issue.
No. But I agree. I mean, I totally support the idea that we don't need meat in our lives. It's even a problem for the environment. And but that being said,
and for the animals.
Yeah, of course, it's cruel to the animals. And meat will...
Do you think if Lila cooks the delicious vegan food for you, there is a chance that you will stop eating meat? Come on, vegan food can be delicious. You just need to know how to cook it.
Actually, I never tried, so I don't know. So.
Oh, that's an idea for a second date.
No, wait. You've eaten vegan food. I mean...
Yeah, but not...
Surely you've had an apple. Like some...
Oh, yeah, of course. I love veggies. But I've never been to a vegan restaurant. I mean...
I hate vegan restaurants.
Okay.
That's why I cook at home.
Okay.
Vegan restaurants are just an aberration. Like, they should not exist. Like,
what about the place in Greenpoint, the Jungle Cafe? It's so good. It's right in your neighborhood.
Have you been to the Jungle Cafe?
I've been there once when they served Indian vegan. It was delicious.
Well, I love Indian food.
Right.
But vegetables should not be expensive. Vegetables are not expensive.
Okay, we don't bring in politics.
Like, I don't understand why, if I don't have a craving to eat meat or anything meaty, and I want to sit down and have something that's sustenance, why does somebody have to form soy to look like a piece of meat? Like, I'm not looking for the meat. I'm just looking for food.
Francois, Lala is very passionate about being vegan.
I mean, just strip it
but
down.
But she drinks champagne, so she's mine.
Break it.
So,
cheers,
yeah, when it comes to... Oh, I'm so jealous that you can drink, because I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not here. I'm just looking at you.
You want another kiss life, or it's okay?
We'll wait with that.
Oh, okay. You decide, when and where,
So I have a list of questions. It was actually funny. I was looking through some questionnaires for a first date, and a lot of them are talking about the previous relationship. But to me, I don't think it's a good idea to talk about your
That's
previous relationship on the first date.
Yeah.
I mean, it's up to you guys.
Uh-huh.
If you want to, you're free to bring it up. But I personally will not ask you anything about your previous.
Well,
relationship.
I'd like to say that I'm very happy that my previous relationship is over and that, time has passed. I mean, I feel very good about that.
So you think you're ready for the new love adventure?
I'm ready to be in a partnership, I think. I feel like I'm in a good place right now in a number of ways to actually be vulnerable again to somebody.
Oh, I love that expression.
You know what, guys? I'll get back on this. I forgot to mention that.
By the way,
if we have callers,
she's got a radio voice. She's got a great radio voice.
Ooh. You want to take over? You want to switch the place here? You want to take over?
No. Go ahead.
Guys, who's listening to our show, and if you have any questions for Francois or Lila, or myself, because I'm still kind of here, but I'm not, you're free to call at 718-928-9732 and ask your question or express your opinion. Or if you have a crush on Lila, she's still available. You can call and mention that as well.
You know, the New York Times did an article not all too long ago, maybe a year ago, maybe 2 years ago.
About what? About creepy callers?
No, there was like this list of 100 questions that when you and somebody else goes through all 100 questions and you answer each other honestly, looking at each other's faces.
It's like a good match then?
No, like people fall in love from these 100 questions.
Oh,
if they match, if the answers match?
No.
If like, just answer,
just
honestly,
answering.
No, honestly.
So it's kind of some kind of hypnotization,
yes.
Manipulation?
No, it's not a it's not a manipulation. It's an unfolding of
emotions.
Of your emotions. It's a displaying of what is in your conscience.
Guys, we have only 1 hour. We actually have 40 minutes left. So sorry, Lala. I think it's a great idea for the second date if you want, but thanks. Not today. My question is, I think this is important, and it's important for everyone, especially when you are looking for a valuable partnership, not a three-night stand, for instance. What are some of the values that you appreciate the most in a partner, in people in general, and in the partner specifically?
Should I answer first?
Sure.
Do you have an answer?
Yeah, honesty.
Honesty is super important. Not like brutal honesty, but
radical honesty, they call it.
Was it radical honesty?
It's like it's a movement, radical honesty. Mm. It's pretty radical.
But you know, I think that loyalty.
What would be the things that you don't think you need to be necessarily honest about?
Well, I mean, if somebody asked me, do I look fat in this dress? I wouldn't want somebody to say, yes, that dress makes you look super fat. That's the least attractive thing that you have in your wardrobe. Even if it's completely honest, I want somebody to say, you know what, Lila, I really enjoyed the way you looked in this other dress. It just seemed to fit you better. Like, you know, I don't want, mm-hmm. like, brutal honesty just sounds like it's being mean. But I don't want there to be, what is it? Like a misrepresentation. I don't want there to be like an outright.
Francois, if you see Lila in a dress that makes her look fat, by the way, Lila is a very athletically looking woman. For those who don't know her, would you say, honey, you look amazing, even if she looks like
no
a frog? Or would you?
I don't want to go outside looking busted. Like, if I'm looking busted, I want somebody to like gently say, hey, you know what, we have 5 minutes, why don't you, you know, spend some time. I think I want to be told in a very gentle way.
Okay.
Not that, hey, you look busted, you
so
should
it's
not
more
leave the house.
It's not about what to say, it's more about how you present it.
Yeah, like
packaging.
Don't tell me I look great when I should never be photographed in what it is that I've got on. Like, don't I don't need, that's not.
Francois, what's your take on it?
First of all, if I love a woman, I don't care how she's dressed or not. So
you prefer her undressed?
No, it's not what I said. But I don't pay attention to these clothing details. Of course, I have my preferences.
Well, but if she needs your opinion, like, come on, you gotta give her an objective,
but
honestly, lovable,
I mean,
loving opinion.
I mean, honestly, I was thinking about a deeper level, like about your feelings, about your emotions, about what you mean to each other and things like that. Not, you know, how you look. And so it was a deeper level of honesty I was thinking of. But yes, in that situation, I'd be in that situation, of course, I would say, like she said, okay, I prefer you in a different outfit. I think it's better for you. I would never say, oh, you looked horrible in that dress.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, okay,
but that's not honesty. It's like being, I don't know, remotely polite.
Give me an example of the honesty that you see not happening frequently between two people? Like, what is to you honest in relationship that often is avoided by couples?
You don't know where you stand emotionally, and so you don't know what you're dealing with emotionally. That's where. Okay. I don't, let's be specific. If you're not ready for a relationship, you should say it. Or if you are still thinking about somebody else, or the partner you're trying to build a relationship should know where you stand at this time, knowing that things will evolve. But
I think it's also, you can call that like open communication and just being communicative about how you feel and what you feel. Lila's looking suspicious at me.
No.
Well, you have doubts about being
no
open about your feelings?
No. No.
All right.
I feel good today.
Is it the champagne? Or
it was the yoga. It was the post-yoga donut. And now it's a champagne.
Wait. That was my second question. What do you guys do to keep your sanity in New York? And just in general, like, how do you keep yourself sane and in peace? What do you do for pleasure? But not for like crazy pleasure to go out and drink, but mostly to just keep yourself calm and peaceful.
Well, in the last year, I've gotten really good at self-care. I do a number of things to keep my sanity in this very fast-paced city. I have a yoga practice. I practice yoga frequently, maybe 5 times a week or more. I meditate. So I do the yoga, the meditation. I also belong to like a writing group where I meet with women. We have like a set passage that's a reading that's read aloud in a communal form. And then we have like 15 minutes of writing and some sharing. And it's mostly sharing about feelings. And then I just started a dream journal. I'm in a group where we're meeting and we're analyzing each other's dreams.
I love that.
You're really into like self-analyzing.
I am.
Self-care. I support it totally. I think that's where you and I actually connected. I mean, I didn't know you even that much, but we connected right away because of, I think, our inquisitive approach to humans in general and ourselves.
I realized in that writing group with the women's writing group that I belong in, I realized that there's so much stored in the body. Like there was a physical manifestation of the burdens that we've carried subconsciously even throughout our lives. Yeah. And so then I started a yoga practice. And in yoga, my mind went absolutely wild. And I thought, well, holding these difficult poses, like leaning into a difficult pose, and all you want to do is just like stop holding your arms up and stop having your legs spread in some fashion where every like your muscles are screaming at you. I realized that the point is not to hate the muscles that are screaming at the time that they're screaming and not to avoid that discomfort, but to breathe into it and just
it.
And allow it and knowing that it's going to pass. That helped me, that practice helped me in meditation, because in meditation, there are feelings and emotions that come up and our immediate response is to distract.
Right.
To
and
suppress.
You need to be able to notice them.
Notice. And yet breathe into it some compassion and allow it to float like the feather down the stream.
Right.
And
well, so. So, do you do any meditation or self-reflective?
I tried, but it doesn't work for me. Oh, sorry. I tried, but it doesn't work for me. So,
what do you mean it doesn't work for you?
I'm a man of actions. I need actions. So for me, meditation is it's too tough.
It is too tough. This is surprising. It's surprising, but I think the more women do meditation than men, exactly for that reason. But what do you do then to keep your sanity, to keep your peacefulness?
I practice sports, tennis.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah. Ski also in this season.
And where do you usually go ski? Have you gone this year yet?
Yes, I've been to France.
Ooh la la.
Yeah.
not a big year. I just, went to Alps and
yes.
Skied all over. Whatevs.
No, I do ski. I do ski in the
yourself in yoga.
I do the Catskills from time to time. Or Vermont. I like Vermont a lot.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found it also very helping when you do active sport to relax your mind, because the only two things you can think of while doing active sport is how fucking hot it is and how beautiful the nature is. So I don't have time to think about other issues or other surroundings, but just to focus on those two realities. Okay. Well, are you willing to try some? If let's say Lila's inviting you to one of her meditation groups, are you willing to give it another try?
Yeah, why not? Yes, I would.
Lila, would you get on skis and go to Vermont?
You know, the last time I was on skis,
you fell.
I had such a big bruise on my hip.
Oh, that's a traumatic experience.
But you know, I can give it a go. If anything else, I can sip hot chocolate by the fire in the chalet.
Oh, that sounds romantic. Can I go with you too, guys?
Yes, you should always be on our dates.
Yes, of course. Yeah, we need a threesome for sure.
Beep! All right.
You're looking for it. Sorry.
I know I wasn't sure if I need to ask this question about the ideal date, because I feel like this is such a 20-something question that people, after they turn certain age, they don't really have firm preferences about the first date.
I have a firm preference about a first date.
Lila's very assertive.
Yeah.
What's that?
I like my first dates to be very short. Because you
just like 1 hour? Oh my gosh, so raise your date will be the perfect date for you then.
You never know if the person that you're sitting across from is that you're going to have chemistry with them. And the last thing you want to do is like sign yourself up for a 5-hour boat ride with a person who you may not
Wait,
enjoy.
Did you ever go on a first date on the 5-hour boat ride?
I went on a second date on a 5-hour boat ride, and that was a disaster. Oh. But my first date's short because it's just to see if there's chemistry. If you like the person enough to see them again. Like,
all right.
There's a lot that you can glean from the first date, especially if you sit down for two drinks. I realize that men will say a lot of stupid things as soon as they've had two drinks.
I had two drinks already, for the record. So.
Yes.
I didn't say anything
right,
yet.
Right, guys.
So.
If Francois says something stupid, it's not him. It's Champagne talking.
No, it's them. It's totally them. Are you kidding? Men say really ridiculous
things. In Belarus, we have this proverb.
In vino veritas. That's Latin.
Yeah, that's
Latin. It means that
in wine, the truth.
Right, yeah, basically. And in Russian, it's что пьяного,
что трезвого
на уме, то пьяного на языке.
That's wrong, my God. That's typically Russian, right? You can't say things simply.
I know, this Russian. Jesus, yeah. I'm so glad I'm Belarusian.
This is I know some Serbo-Croatian. I could say...
Я говорю по-русски.
Okay, guys, this is not a linguistic school. This is a love school.
Where are you from, by the way, Lila? Lila, where are you from?
If we have Korean audience and Lila just made a mistake, please call us 718-928-9732 and give us the right pronunciation.
I'm actually from Chicago.
But originally.
I was born in Chicago.
Okay, all right.
I mean, like, you mean like before I was born?
Yeah, before you were born. Yeah.
It's some other life.
Actually,
it's a country of immigrants, as you know. So
yes. Well, my dad carries a Polish and American passport, and my mom immigrated from Poland. Her family is historically from an area just outside of Warsaw, but my dad's family. I was just in Poland in July, and my dad was actually born in Bosnia.
Oh, that's not Poland.
No. And then my grandfather was born in Galicia under the Austro-Hungarian flag. Mm-hmm. He was in the Austro-Hungarian Empire. And I think where my grandfather
was... Yugoslavia, former Yugoslavia.
No.
Bosnia is former Yugoslavia.
Yes, Bosnia is former Yugoslavia. My grandfather was born where is now the Ukraine. So when he died in the
80s... What do you mean now the Ukraine? Ukraine's always been there.
Ukraine has not always been there.
You don't want to start the conversation with me. Ukrainians has always been there.
The
Kievska Rus, it's been there forever.
The size of Poland has actually changed throughout history.
Yes,
it used to be further east.
Yes, like Lviv was part of Poland.
Right, and then Poland.
Rzeczpospolita, you mean?
I'm just saying that
Poland was twice the size it is today.
What is love? Moving from linguistic school to the history classes. Yes, can we please go back to love? And
I'm talking about my origin. So yes. my grandfather was born in where is now the Ukraine.
It's very important to know where you are.
Why is it important?
But for me it is.
But why?
Because your roots are what makes you.
Oh, seriously?
Yes, I believe in that. I mean, like a plant, you need roots, right? So
if Lila was, let's say, from Japan, then
it just means she's from Japan. That's all. I'm not putting any meaning where you're from, but it's important to know as an individual where you're from. You have to know your roots. Yes, I believe strongly in that.
I don't know if there's any memory that's stored in our DNA.
There is,
but
Have you
heard about
transgenerational
therapy? Transgenerational therapy.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, so...
Have you done it?
No, but it's very powerful if you do it. So, yeah. So, basically, that's where you know for sure that you're a result of your ancestors and...
Is that what they do with this DNA?
No, it's nothing to do with DNA.
23andMe, that you send your, sperm or the piece of your hair to the lab and they test...
I will send my sperm, yes.
You mean DNA sample? It can be a piece of air or saliva.
Sure.
You don't need.
I'm just trying to make my show as sexy as possible. So I just throw in different.
No,
it's
sexy
terms.
No, it's a psychotherapy. So basically, it's group therapy, and then you understand what happened in the history of your family. Something that were hidden. And,
Oh my gosh! My friend from Belarus, Jenny, she's mentioned that to me. This is kind of popular thing now in Minsk. But it's on the verge of science and faith. And psychology. That's some interesting deep stuff. Maybe that's a good idea for the third date. My next question is, guys, let's pretend you hit it off. Oh, you don't, but let's pretend you are together for 3-4 years. And what would you do to keep the relationship vibrant and exciting? Or what would you want your partner do to... not just be stuck in the relationship routine.
Wow.
I know what I would do.
Get another bottle of champagne.
Yeah, spice it up, once in a while. Or take a surprise her and go to a hotel room and, and if we have kids, take the kids away and just be together.
Ooh, hotel.
Well, I think having a kid would shake things up.
Yeah,
not in a romantic way.
No, but I mean, I think that relationships mature, and you have to have excitement at the inception. It's gotta be exciting at first, but that's not what love is. I mean, there's gotta be attraction and a desire, but. Love morphs. There's bonding over that occurs over time with incidences, and I'm hoping that we can as a person that I can experience a very mature kind of love that doesn't need fireworks. That love can be expressed by just pouring me a cup of coffee in the morning or.
You know what? Someone mentioned to me recently that the love can be, or relationship can be presented in 4 different ways. So you love through action. So you need someone to, for you, love is when someone does things for you.
Yes.
Then love is words.
Words.
So you need to hear all the time some confirmation of love. Then the love is quality time, so spending some having some shared interests, which I guess meditation, ski are not exactly the same, but and love is
gifting,
right?
And also physical touch.
Some people
don't. You could tell a person sometimes 100 times over, I love you, I love you, I love you, and they won't receive it.
But then you just need to come up and hug
them. And
if
you touch
them,
their love language is touch.
So right, gifting, touching, talking. Doing and spending time together.
Mm-hmm.
So, Francois, you go first.
But what? The proof of love?
Well, no, what for you?
We say in French, there's no love. There's only proofs of love. So,
okay. So, what's for you proven love of love?
I mean, yes, like you said, I don't care if somebody tell me I love you if I don't feel it, if it's not followed by real action, like, you know, things that you care for. If somebody keeps telling you I love you, but then is doing something which shows the opposite, then...
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, let's say you don't care about words, but
no.
Would you rather Lila hug you and kiss you and do something else? Or would you rather her, let's say, bring you a book that you've always wanted, or like bring you the collection of discs or CDs that of your favorite movie, for instance, like kind of gifting something for you, or doing some things that you appreciate her doing for you? Like, what kind of actions are you talking about
here? Yeah, I mean, any little actions can be a proof of love. So if you mention that something you like and she remembers, and a month later she comes back with the book, record, or a restaurant you're dreaming to go, I don't know, and it surprised you positively, yes, that's a proof of love. So, but as she said, it can be anything. Just I mean, after a while.
Well, but you know how we say also that women love with their ears, and for some women it's crucial to hear "I love you, I 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 love
Seriously?
You, I love you" all the time.
Seriously.
You know this saying.
No,
I don't think Lila is like that.
No,
but maybe I'm wrong.
But I don't think that I could be in a relationship if a man is absolutely never going to be able to tell me that he loves me. Like, if I love you just cannot leave this person's lips. Like, if this person can't tell me that they love me, there's no point. Like, not that I need to have confirmation every second of the day, but like...
Every other second.
Every other second would be nice. That'd be really great. No, but seriously, like, if a person can't say I love you, like, what kind of a... How is this an emotionally mature person?
Right.
Like, the person can have a love, but they're not going to say it. Okay, I'm going to love you a whole lot, but you're never going to hear it from me.
Yeah, I think it kind of goes back to what Francois was saying earlier, that honesty in communication and in emotion is very important. And I found it... I've been reading a lot about relationship and love, kind of prepping for the show, and just in general, but it seems that men, for some reason, there is a reason. It's not that for some reason. There is a reason, but men are more often than not emotionally suppressed and emotionally repressed, and they don't sometimes know how to express their emotions. So there could be a Lily smirking, by the way.
Because they are three words. I love you. It's three words. They're spelled out for you in like any gift store. Like, they're all over. Like, if you don't know how to express love, all you have to do is just open your mouth and say these three words.
Well, you kind of have to have a feeling first. But
yes,
I got
yes,
you.
Yes, of course.
So I have another question, and then I'll kind of have a Q&A between you two. I have two questions. Damn it. What is the biggest lesson that you've learned in your life? And what I mean by that is, I was recently thinking about me when I was in my early 20s, and I figured that, oh my gosh, I would have probably never hung out with me then. That's how different of a person I was. And there are some crucial things that have happened to me and that I've learned in the last couple of years. That I will take throughout the life. I know that. Like, I'm sure about that. So my question to you is, what is the biggest lesson that you've learned? Or two biggest lessons, if you can pick one, that you've learned in your life, and you want to take it with you throughout the rest?
Well, I've really learned more to be more compassionate. Like, I've really tried. I always knew that being nice to people was great, but kindness is, you know, they say that, what do they say? They say that if you have a kindness, if you express kindness to somebody else, it has a tendency to backfire on you. But some people need kindness. I really feel as though kindness is where it's at, and kindness towards oneself. Like, to forgive yourself of your own past mistakes is huge.
Mm-hmm.
If you're able to do that, like, you can avoid thousands of dollars and years of therapy. So,
well spotted. Oh, yeah. Great. Yeah. Francois, would you like to share a lesson with us?
No, actually, I mean, I would like to, but I cannot think about anything right now. I know it looks strange, but I guess that's what it is when you're aging. You start doubting everything, even yourself. And you know that one of my favorite sentences, when somebody asks me if I'm sure, I always answer, no, I cannot be sure of anything. So you know you're born, you know you're going to die. And that's about it. So I have no certainty. I think life is full of surprise. But of course, I share what she's saying. We have to be forgiven to ourselves.
Right, but this could be a lesson that life is full of surprises and you can't predict anything or you cannot be sure of anything. Like, that could be actually a lesson that you've learned.
Okay, no, what I've learned is, like, most of the time when you complain about something that's happening to you, when you analyze things really, really deep, you're always responsible for it. So
that's what do you mean?
Everything in life. So when even something bad happened to you that looks coming from the outside, and
can you give me an example?
And you have no control on it. If you really analyze deeper, you're actually responsible for what's happening to you. So I don't know. If you're involved in a car accident and a guy hit you and he's totally responsible for the accident. But if you analyze things, okay, maybe that day you were not really focused because you were thinking about something else, or you didn't make the right full stop. I don't know. Anything.
You don't believe in fate or in signs from the universe. Like, I don't want to sound completely unrational here, but what if that accident happened to you and you, let's say, broke your leg and you ended up in a hospital for 3 months, and in that 3 months period you were able, since you were so bored and you went working, you got the time finally to self-reflect and to think of something that you were never able to think before. Will you still think that that accident was your fault, or would you think that that probably happened to me for a reason?
I mean, actually, I was in that situation. I was involved in a very serious car accident.
Okay.
But by miracle, I got nothing. I got, when I say nothing, not even a bruise. And the insurance company, when they saw the car, the expert, they told me that they never saw a car in that condition with somebody alive in it. So basically, I should have been dead. But so I survived without a scratch.
Oh my gosh, you're on a date with a ghost.
Maybe he is dead right now.
Yeah, no, I'm fully alive. So, and
do you want to try to set him up on fire and see if he burns?
So anyway, and the guy was responsible for the accident. There's no doubt. It was a clear. He took me from behind. And there's no question about it. But, you know, I analyzed a lot that accident, and I was in a rush, as always. You know, I'm always late for everything. I was in a rush. It was the birthday of my sister. I was late for the birthday. So that intersection, even though I went legally through it, but I didn't pay enough attention because I was in a rush. And I could have avoided that accident easily.
So why do you think...
Even though I was not responsible for it.
Francois, it's not your fault.
It doesn't matter. I could have avoided it. Do you think it was...
You could have avoided it, but you didn't. And that's okay. It's not your fault. You should be compassionate for that young man that you were at the time of the accident. Anybody in that same position probably would have been doing the same. You were no different than anyone else. How long ago was this?
9 January 1994.
1994.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yes. Long time ago.
What is it? 30?
Almost. Well, I cannot count. 6 plus 17, 23 years ago.
23 years ago. Yeah. Okay. So that man that you were 23 years ago, roll back the clock and look at yourself as that man that's 23 years younger than you are today. And you say, you forgive him. You forgive him. It wasn't his fault. It was out of his hands. And even if it were his fault, you forgive him anyway because you have love for this young man.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the point. I mean, the point is that I could have... I mean, nobody got injured or nothing. So the whole thing is a miracle. The guy who hit me...
But you can't really take responsibility for something that is almost miracle.
It was just physical damages to the car. The two wrecks, but that's just cars. So,
okay, if you think about how the colors that we perceive, they're on a certain wavelength. Out of all of the wavelengths that exist between, like, microwave and ultraviolet radiation, everything is on a wavelength, and the colors that we see are just such a small segment of the spectrum. Like, there are noises that we can't hear. We cannot hear the whistle of a dog. There's so much that is occurring.
Physical limitation that
all around
have.
Us, and we will never have.
Sorry, Lala, I think we have a call.
Oh.
Hello, hello, hello. This is What Is Love Show. You're on the show.
Did you answer?
I think
Oh, hello.
Hi.
You on the show?
Hey, it's Dr. Lisa.
Hi, Dr. Lisa. Hello. How are you?
Yeah. Hey. I haven't heard the whole thing because I was having brunch with my husband, but I heard the last 10 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
How's that date going?
Well, you guys tell me. How's the date going?
It's kind of strange, but I mean, I'm having fun.
Yes. Cannot complain.
Yeah.
Well, I bet you both are drinking champagne.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They sound like two very lovely people.
They are. Yeah.
For sure. I had a question. Did you guys talk about what their previous relationships were like or anything like that?
We kind of made an agreement. Not an agreement, but we've kind of decided not to talk about this on the first date.
Okay.
Not to carry the luggage of the previous relationship into new ones. But if these guys decide to continue, I'm sure they'll talk about it.
No, I'm interested in what Dr. Lisa has to say.
Well, what do you mean as far as...
Like,
what I've heard or...
No, but...
See, this is what I'm wondering about because I'm wondering about whether you guys have similar philosophies about relationships. Do you know what I mean? Because the female, I'm coming in the middle, so I should keep my mouth shut. I have no formal training, so don't listen to anything I said, really. But, so I was wondering if the woman had, you were talking very metaphysically, right? Am I right?
Yes, kind of, yes, of course.
So I think what I'm trying to say is, and I'm just formulating this now as I'm talking to you guys, is I wonder if the gentleman has the same point of view, because if you guys don't see eye to eye on metaphysics, then talking about relationships could be a bit of a disconnect. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah, the point is well taken, Lisa. I actually wanted to bring it up while Lila and Francois were talking about the last Francois' accident and miracle versus human control of stuff. So yeah, thank you so much for bringing it up. I will. Yeah.
Are you gonna ask them about it? You don't have to. You know. Like, I mean, it's a really fun show, and I'm putting like a really serious tone on it.
Right, because you're Dr. Lisa who gives a shit. By the way, Dr.
Anyway,
Lisa, she has a show
on
radio for Brooklyn.
I felt like I wanted to say hi to you guys.
Oh, thanks, Liz. Thank you so much.
And, you're doing a great job. You are so good. Sasha. I love Sasha. She's so good.
Oh, I'm blushing already.
Okay,
stop it.
Go back. I'm going to listen to the rest.
Thank
go
you. Thanks, Dr. Lisa. Thanks. Bye bye.
Okay. Love you.
Love you too.
All right,
Lisa, Dr. Lisa, she has a show on Radio Free Brooklyn. She's a self-proclaimed psychotherapist, and she has a show on Thursdays here. And if either of you want to have a separate psychostat session with her, feel free to reach out to me or Lisa. So, but
nothing such as a free meal or a free session, right?
Well, Dr. Lisa is the exception because she does give a shit about people. And we have about 6 minutes left talking. Do you want to address what Lisa's brought up about
metaphysics?
Yeah.
Do you have an idea of metaphysics?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think I got her point. Am I in? I don't hear myself very well. Okay, so yes, she, you know the French author Saint-Exupéry who wrote The Little Prince?
My favorite book.
Okay, so you must remember that in that book he says, or the little boy says that, no, not the little boy, the other guy.
The fox?
I read that book like when I was a kid, so... So he's saying that love is not to look into each other's eyes, but to look in the same direction. So I guess it's about value. And yes, I do agree that it's the most important thing in the success of a couple is that you share the same value and you know on which journey you're embarking on. And that's what I was talking about, honesty, because sometimes you realize, and actually, okay, let's talk about my previous relationship. we ended up because of that conclusion that we tried everything possible, humanly possible, but it could not work. It was just because we have two different
directions in life.
Yes, so mm-hmm. it could not work. And there's nobody to blame. It's just happening. Mm-hmm.
Guys, what is a deal breaker for you? I think as much as a cliche question that is, but it is an important one. And if there are things that either of you cannot work on in another person, I'd like you to bring them up right now.
Well, I'd like to be with somebody who's conscious, and I can't. You don't
want to date an unconscious man.
No, I don't want to date. I don't want to date a man.
No
who's
girls.
Not,
no unconscious people. No dead man.
Well, I mean, in terms of actually, you know, self-medicating and going into like a subconscious state. Yes, absolutely. Like, I need somebody who's going to be there, present, mindful. Thoughtful, like I need somebody whose idea of a good time isn't just getting inebriated. I need more than that. I don't need a drinking buddy. I've got lots of people I could potentially go out and have drinks with. When I'm looking for a partner, I need somebody who's not going to be self-medicating, whether it's drugs or alcohol or other addictive behavior. I can't. I'm never going to be with an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to be with a pothead.
Mm-hmm. Francois, are you an alcoholic? I know you like wine.
No, I'm not. I usually say that I love alcohol too much to be alcoholic, because you know, when you become alcoholic, you don't enjoy alcohol. You just need alcohol, which is totally my approach to alcohol. I need refinement. I'm looking for exclusive wines or so it's a pleasure. So if you become addicted, it's not a pleasure anymore. So. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I agree.
Well, so what is for you a deal breaker then?
Any addiction would be a deal breaker.
Okay.
Like gambling.
So,
yeah, gambling.
Are you a secret gambler, Lila?
I do like to gamble.
Me too, I like to gamble, but I don't. So, because I know who I am, so I know if I start gambling, I would be a mess.
How about Las Vegas as a second day, guys?
Never. No, I would never go there. Never go.
Actually, I won $900 once in Las Vegas.
Oh, and you could spend it on a nice bottle of wine for Francois.
Actually, it paid for the trip, is what it did. Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed myself playing. I usually don't play to win. I just play to like stay even. But this one time, I got really super lucky. It was nice.
I have never won anything in my life, but I won a green card in a lottery, so it's nothing, not a big deal. Anyways, let me just make a few announcements, and then we'll probably have another minute. Guys, this is What Is Love show on Radio Free Brooklyn, and just to remind y'all, we need your support, we need your love. If you could go on the RadioFreeBrooklyn.com homepage and donate a few dollars on our Patreon section, we'd highly appreciate that. You can become sponsor of my show specifically if you love it. I know you do. Or you can support the whole station. We have a bunch of amazing music, talk shows, political, about equality, about comedies, anything, honestly, anything for anyone. And also, I'd love to give a shout out to the Bushwick Public House. They've promised to play my show today in their coffee shop. I hope they did. I'll go after the show and find out. But Bushwick Public House is located on 1288 Myrtle Avenue, and it's a nice, cute coffee/whiskey shop. So definitely check it out if you're in the area. And the last shout out, I promised to my friend LaRaffi. You know LaRaffi.
Yes,
yeah.
Raffaella.
So our beautiful Italiano friend, she is she's organizing this huge pasta celebration event that starts on March 7th, and it goes through the September 12th. It's called Italian Championship of Pasta in New York City. You can Google it and select a date that works for you, and go to the event and try a bunch of amazing, delicious pasta. One more time, it's called Italian Championship of Pasta in New York City, and it starts in March 7th.
My God. I was in Italy.
We're going to go there, right?
The pasta is amazing. It's so good.
Francois, you like pasta?
Are you kidding me?
Well, we have two more minutes, and... unless you want to ask one another a quick question, I'll I'll do that for you because I'm prepared.
I want to know, Francois, why are you single?
I was not single.
That's not a 1 minute question, Lila, but okay. Go ahead.
I mean, you know, single is like being unemployed. It's just a snapshot of your history at the moment. So.
And how long have you been unemployed? I'm sorry.
Unemployed in the love department? 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Wait.
What?
Okay.
What do you mean? Yeah, my relationship ended like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Well, you didn't ask.
Oh my gosh. When I met you, you were single.
Okay. Well.
Okay, see, Sasha, things change. Yeah.
Yeah, things change, yes.
Well, I'm glad you're single.
Yes.
Although you are a newbie single, but yeah. I'm glad you're single and available for our beautiful Lila who is sitting here.
So I cannot answer why I'm single for 2 weeks. It's too long. I should not be single. But the same.
Oh, well.
I need time to bounce from that relationship. But
yeah. Francois, you have a quick question for Lila. We have 1 minute.
Can we have a drink after this show?
Yes. Yes, I'm available for a drink.
I think that was actually a signal that and a sign that the date is going successfully and these two will proceed with drinking more champagne, probably at Bushwick Public House. This was What Is Love on Radio Free Brooklyn. Please stay with us. And the next show will be Empty Orchestra. They will be playing Heartbroken songs. I hope these two won't have the heartbroken. But stay with us on Radio Free Brooklyn. And this was Sasha Sugar with What Is Love. And I hope tonight somebody will get lucky.
Good show.
Legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.